Now, where was I? Oh, yes. Just about 50 years ago, the Albanan Imperium and the Albanan Commonwealth were a single alliance. Then the Sakaar came. They killed millions, destroyed dozens of our worlds, and slowly erased the very essence of what it meant to be Albanan. Before we fought the Sakaar back, we had become refugees in our own space. And when we finally drove them out, we realized that it had taken 32 million innocent civilian deaths and 15 long years to accomplish.
Then the real war began, between us and the Imperium.
Yes, it's become known as the Forgotten War. Hardly anyone in your generation knows much more about it than that it happened. That's why we need more people like you. We need to keep that memory alive. It's gone so far that our society has become too complacent about our security. And now all we're doing is simply welcoming another conflict with the Imperium.
You think the war between the Imperium and us is inevitable?
Being a Taurok, and the governor of this planet, I hear things that you and your family do not. Prelate Jassad has been keeping almost everything under wraps, even to some of our most trusted advisors. Luckily, I have my own sources. When I confronted him about it, he simply claimed he doesn't want to cause a widespread panic. But it all makes no sense. We should be preparing for war, not pretending it's not going to happen.
So the rumors are true? The Imperium is preparing to attack us?
All I can officially tell you is that the Imperium are simply increasing their patrols in the demilitarized zone. But unofficially, I can tell you, yes, they are preparing for an all-out assault, and I've been doing all I can to prepare the planet for it. Without the Prelate's permission, I've formed an underground militia. And mind you, our planet may be the only one safe from the Imperium when they invade.
When exactly do you think that will be, sir?
Truthfully, we have no idea. But I assure you, it's not a question of if, but a question of when they will strike. It's getting late. You'd better get home.
Thank you, Taurok Duran. You've cleared up a lot of questions I've had. I just wish I could do more to protect our world.
Tell your friends and your family. That alone will be more help than I can imagine. As they say on Genova, awareness is the key to survival.
Thank you again, sir. Good night. Whoa, look at that! Wait, oh my god!
My god, it's begun. Taurok Duran to the operations center.
Yes, sir. What's happening up there? We've detected explosions across the entire continent.
Alert the staff. Operation Silver Falcon has begun.
Understood, sir. What are your orders?
We need to alert all our members immediately. Call in everyone. I want to know where every single one of...
Sir! Taurok Duran, are you all right? Taurok Duran, respond. Please, respond. This is the Operation Center. Taurok Duran, please respond. Taurok Duran, can you hear us? Taurok Duran.
Darker Projects AudioWorks presents Star Trek Pioneers, featuring the voice talents of Laura Post as Captain Jennifer Loretti, Carl Puder as Commander Satok, Lee Andrew as Lieutenant Charles Bergen, and Kevin Cho Chipton as Lieutenant Kwon Sun Cho. Also featuring Victoria Sampson, Mark Brzee, Chris Snyder, Wayne Wilkening, and June Mage. Based on Star Trek, created by Gene Roddenberry. Star Trek Pioneers is written and created by Kevin Cho and mixed by Chris Snyder.
Acting Captain's Log, Stardate 59743.6. The Pioneer has been ordered to act as the welcoming committee for the Federation's first transgalactic protectorate. After the repairs to the Pioneer were completed, I reluctantly accepted the assignment from Admiral Carter. To tell the truth, I hadn't really intended to visit this area of space ever again. Last time we were here, this ship lost its captain, and I lost a good friend. And that is not something I'd like to repeat anytime soon.
Captain, we're approaching the IREX colony. Sensor scans indicate nothing out of the ordinary. For once.
Good. Once we reach the planet, I want the Federation representatives to beam down immediately. We'll land the Pioneer and meet them at the Congregation Hall. Notify the Admiral's ship that we're ready when they are.
Aye, Captain.
Something the matter, Bergen?
Me, sir? No, nothing really. I just wasn't expecting to be back here so soon.
Yeah, me too. The refit didn't take nearly as long as I expected, and our first experience here wasn't exactly the most memorable I could have imagined.
Join the club. But then we didn't have much choice in this. Admiral Carter isn't exactly the most accommodating officer in Starfleet.
Our assignment to this mission was to assist in welcoming the Talaxians into the Federation with people they are already familiar with. You in particular, Captain.
I know, Mr. Satak, and it's too late to complain now. How long until we reach orbit, Mr. Bergen?
We're entering standard orbit now, Captain.
Sir, we're receiving a hail from the surface. It's Council Tanaka.
On screen.
Greetings, Captain Loretti. Welcome back to IREX. Lovely to see you again.
Hello, Council Tanaka. Nice to see you again as well.
And you. We're sending the coordinates for the colony's landing base. Admiral Marlen will meet you there.
Understood. As you probably know, the Pioneer has the ability to land, but Admiral Carter's ship does not. He'll meet us on the surface in the Admiral's yacht shortly after the Pioneer docks.
As expected, Captain. Tanaka out.
We've received the docking coordinates, Captain. Landing pad 2. The Admiral's yacht has departed the Abenaki and should arrive about 40 seconds ahead of us.
Send the coordinates to the helm. Mr. Satak, have the Federation representatives beamed down yet?
Affirmative, Captain. Transporter Room 3 confirms all 14 Council members are on the surface.
Good. Mr. Bergen, it's all yours.
Aye, sir. Reconfiguring thrusters for atmospheric flight. Landing procedures engaged.
Bridge to all hands. Secure all stations and prepare the ship for planetary approach. Mr. Bergen, take us down.
Aye, sir.
Since when did we have a gangway? I've got to get to know this ship better. Oh, Admiral Carter, Admiral Marlen. Nice to see you.
Captain Loretti, Admiral Carter. If you're ready, the delegation is already waiting for you in the Congregation Hall. If you'll follow me.
Of course, Admiral Marlen. Captain, I assume your speech is prepared.
It would have been nice to have known a few days earlier, but it's all right here. I was actually hoping you'd be the one talking, sir. Not me.
Me? Of course not, Captain Loretti. You're the person these people know. I'm sure you'll be fine, Jennifer.
I've never been good at public speaking, Admiral. But if I must, I must.
You'll do fine, Captain. Just stay relaxed. Here we are, the main congregation hall. Admiral Carter, may I present Council Tanaka? Captain Loretti, I believe you've already met.
Yes, we have. Nice to see you again, Ms. Loretti. I'm so sorry to hear about Captain Romano. What a loss. He seemed like such a good person, too.
Thank you, Council. Nice to see you again as well.
Ah, and you must be Admiral Carter. I've heard so much about you. Please extend my thanks to the Federation Council for accepting us as allies. We are very grateful.
they were more than eager to accept you. In fact, some of the council is here today. You should have a chance to thank some of them after the ceremony. Now, I'm guessing we're ready to begin?
Yes, yes. Now, I believe we're ready for the captain. Let me go announce her.
Oh, but,
Just relax, Captain. You'll be fine.
I hope so.
Fellow Talaxians, honored guests, may I present the Federation's envoy to the Irex colony, Captain Jennifer Loretti of the Federation Starship Pioneer.
Here I go.
Break a leg, Captain.
Thank you all. Thank you. Good morning, everyone. Today, the Federation welcomes the first transgalactic members into our family. Today is not only a great day for you, but for the entire Federation. From Vulcan, Beta Zed, Andoria, Earth, and everywhere in between, you will help shape the future that we will share tomorrow, and help write the history we will come to know and cherish for generations to come. Now, from this day forward, you will never be alone, never without a friend or a shoulder to lean on. You are now part of a family that through war and peace will stand with you, side by side, against anyone that may oppose you. We are your family, and you are our newest relatives. Today, the Federation anthem plays in these halls for the first of many times to come. It represents the bravery, comradeship, trust, and freedom that lies at the very heart of what the Federation stands for. An ancient Earth scholar named Mark Twain once said, "The universal brotherhood of man is our most precious possession." I, for one, cannot imagine a time that what he said so long ago is more evident than now. The friendships we build here today will bear the strength and courage for us to venture forth into that great unknown we call the universe. For us, to find out what really is beyond the next star, or just over the horizon. Together, we will boldly go where no one has gone before, and I am honored to be the first to welcome you to the United Federation of Planets. Thank you.
Greetings, Captain.
Well, that's about all the attention I need for the rest of my life. Hello, Mr. Satak.
Despite your complaints, I believe you did quite well under the circumstances.
Thank you. I was thinking that maybe the Mark Twain quote was a little too much. Now, what's the next order of business?
We've just received orders from Command. The Pioneer is to return to Sector 441 to pick up personnel and supplies and oversee construction of the first Federation colony here.
Great. From welcoming committee to cargo carrier. Just what this ship was built for. This is a waste of time. Another ship should be assigned to colonial efforts. The Pioneer should be out there charting this vast unknown, not babysitting colonists.
I would tend to agree with you, Captain. However, Starfleet Command appears to be reluctant sending any unarmed or civilian vessels here until the Sakaar threat can be neutralized, or at least controlled.
I suppose that's wise, but still, the Pioneer isn't exactly built for colonizing.
Deck 1, bridge.
Has Starfleet selected a colony world already?
Yes, the large Class M planet in the neighboring system. The preliminary colony should support over 150,000 residents. It will also act as Starfleet's base of operations in this sector.
Captain on the bridge.
Thanks for keeping the seat warm for me, Mr. Bergen. We're ready to get underway. Once we exit the atmosphere, set a course for the Vortex, Warp 6.
Aye, sir. The Admiral's yard has departed as well, Captain.
Understood.
All hands prepare stations for departure. Take us up, Mr. Bergen.
Aye, sir. Engaging thrusters. We will exit the atmospheric boundary in 35 seconds.
Captain, sensors have detected three Talaxian starships rapidly ascending from the surface directly behind us. The lead vessel is Admiral Marlin's ship, the Velmet.
She's hailing us, Captain.
On screen, Mr. Cho.
Captain, sorry to tell you this on such short notice, but we may have a problem.
Admiral?
We've lost contact with the Albania system. It's the headquarters of the Albanian Commonwealth.
The Albanian? Never heard of them. Who are they?
There's no time to explain. I've been assigned to determine why we've lost contact. You're welcome to join us, if you like.
Understood. I'll have to consult with Admiral Carter, but I'm sure he'll give us permission.
Very well. We're sending you the coordinates of the Albania system. Hope to see you there, Captain. Marlin out.
Admiral Marlin's ships have jumped to warp. They'll reach the Albania system in 26 minutes.
Hail the Abenaki. Get me Admiral Carter.
Aye, sir. Admiral Carter's responding.
Hello, Captain.
I take it you listened in on Admiral Marlin's transmission.
Of course. Now, Captain, 3 weeks ago, Starfleet Intelligence monitored what seemed to be a large fleet movement in that area of space. We're not sure who they are, but for all we know, they could be the Sakaar.
If it is them, this could be the start of another attempt to annihilate the local powers in this area of space. The Talaxians could be next.
Command was afraid of this. The Federation's decision to accept the Talaxians was expected to create massive repercussions here. Now with the increased Federation presence, who knows what will happen?
Agreed. Well, Admiral, no matter what the reason, I think we have a duty to see what's going on. If it is the Sakaar, we're going to need more than our two ships to fight a war.
Of course, Captain. I want you to assist Admiral Marlin in any way you can. I'm leaving Captain Reddick in command of my ship, and I've ordered the Heron out of the neighboring sector. She'll meet you in the Albania system. I'm going to take a runabout and report to command in person. You have command of the fleet. Find out what you can, and report back to me as soon as possible.
Understood, Admiral. We'll get underway immediately.
I realize you weren't exactly planning on a mission out here so soon, but you're our best hope, Captain. I'll be at Starbase 376 if you need me. Stay safe, Captain. Carter out.
Acting Captain's Log, Stardate 59743.8. Admiral Carter has left to report to command, leaving the Abenaki, Huron, and Pioneer my responsibility. We've followed Admiral Marlin's fleet to the Albania system to find out what's going on here. The Huron suffered engine trouble, but will arrive here in about 2 days.
Sir, we've entered standard orbit of Albania Prime.
Yellow alert. All hands stand by battle stations. Mr. Stock, sensor analysis.
Surface scans indicate low amounts of delta radiation across the entire planet, as well as severe damage to all the major cities. It appears as though the planet has been the victim of an orbital bombardment. The high levels of radiation caught in the upper atmosphere are making it difficult to get a detailed scan.
Was it the Sakaar?
No, the weapon signatures do not match anything in our database.
Looks like we're in the dark again.
Captain, Admiral Marlin is hailing us.
On screen, Mr. Cho. Admiral.
Captain Loretti, I'm taking down an away team to the capital city. We're going to find a man named Tarek Duran. According to sensors, his call sign is still active, so wherever he is down there, he's alive. If we find him, it may shed some light on what's happened here. You're welcome to join us if you like.
Of course, Admiral.
Good. I'm sending you landing coordinates. There's too much radiation in the atmosphere to transport down safely, so we'll have to go in the old-fashioned way. I suggest you arm yourselves. We can't get a detailed scan of the area, so just in case.
Understood, Admiral. We'll meet you there in 10 minutes. Loretti out. Mr. Satak, Mr. Cho, you're with me.
Aye, Captain.
Captain Loretti to sickbay. Dr. Jennison, meet me in Shuttle Bay 2. We're going down to the surface. Have sickbay prepared for anything. We may have a lot of injured people on board in a few hours.
Aye, Captain. On my way.
Mr. Cho will need a security detail.
Aye, Captain. Cho to security operations. And Sumwalis, have you and your team meet me in Shuttle Bay 2. We're going down to the surface.
Understood, sir.
Mr. Bergen, you have the bridge. Keep an eye out for anything out of the ordinary. Maintain yellow alert.
Aye, Captain.
Aye.
This must have been a city of millions. Any life signs, Mr. Satak?
Affirmative. There are more than 150 within that structure to the north. However, due to the delta radiation levels, it is impossible to get an accurate location for each life form.
Dr. Jennison, are radiation levels below safety tolerances?
We'll be safe for a while, but I wouldn't recommend staying for more than a few hours. Any additional away teams assigned to the surface should be inoculated before coming down.
Very well, Doctor. From now on, we'll...
Already. Mr. Satak, this way.
We're heading towards the Capitol building. It's in the center of town, down this street to the north.
Admiral Marlen, Mr. Satak has located over 100 life signs in that building. Hopefully who you're looking for is still alive.
Let's hope so. We're looking for a man named Duran. He's the regional Taurik for this planet. If anyone knows what's going on, he does.
Taurik?
Means governor. He reports directly to the general minister here in the city. We've already checked the minister's residence. We can't find him. So our next best hope is Taurik Duran.
I see. So, what exactly do you think happened here?
The Imperium.
I beg your pardon?
Half a century ago, my people had just arrived at Irex. We had arrived at a time when the Sakaar were determined to destroy the civilization. The Albanan managed to drive off the Sakaar, but in the process their species became fragmented. Millions of them died, not only from the Sakaar, but also from the military rule on many of their own worlds.
So, you're saying the Sakaar did this? Our sensors showed that it couldn't have been the Sakaar.
Correct.
Then, what is this Imperium?
After they managed to beat the Sakaar back, the different groups of the Albanan eventually formed two alliances, the Commonwealth and the Imperium. The Commonwealth were our allies, and the Imperium are rumored to have become allied with the Sakaar somehow. We helped the Commonwealth during the Albanan Civil War, which ended in a stalemate 50 years ago. I believe that the Imperium has finally decided to take the Commonwealth by force. Again.
Reminds me of something that happened on our world centuries ago. The beginning of the Third World War on Earth was a lot like this. The people split in two, one attacks the other, and before you know it, the rest of the world falls in line. It might have been the most deadly war in Earth's history, but in a way, it saved humanity.
Well, let's hope something good comes out of this, Mr. Cho. Because right now, all I see is death and destruction.
Let's hope so. Here's the main entrance to the Institute.
Mr. Satak, give me a hand with these doors.
My God! All the children! They're barbarians! Who could do something like this?
Today was exhibition day. All the students in the schools come to see the government complex. It's kind of like a historical monument day.
Doctor, hold yourself together. Admiral, we've got to find your friend soon. He may need medical attention. Now, where do you think he is?
He's probably near the cultural history exhibit. We detected his call sign from orbit. He's somewhere in here, and he's alive. We just have to find him.
Can you describe his appearance?
He's, about your height. Gray hair. He's an older man. You'll probably see his Taurik insignia on his vest or his arm. It's silver with four stars and has a gold crescent on it.
Very well. Mr. Cho, you go that way with Admiral Marlen's team. Ensign, take your security detail to the eastern side of the complex. Mr. Satak, Dr. Jennison, and I will go towards the western side. We'll keep an open comm link. If any of you find Taurik Duran, notify the rest of us immediately.
We should meet back here in 20 minutes. If we haven't found anyone yet, I'll send back for more search teams.
Very well, Admiral. Mr. Satak, Doctor, let's get going.
Wait, Captain. What should we do if we find any survivors?
Captain, sensors indicated hundreds of thousands of survivors across this continent alone. We cannot help all of them. We should wait until we have more ships to treat the survivors. Our goal is to find one man, not save this entire population. Not yet.
Negative. Many of the survivors probably don't have much time. Captain Loretti to Commander Bergen.
Yes, Captain?
Commander, notify the emergency medical staff to begin setting up a triage center here on the planet. Tell them they have complete permission to use any and all of the supplies and shuttlecraft on board. Have them land in the courtyard near our current location. I'd like them to bring a large security detail as well, just in case.
I'll see to it, Captain. Mr. Bergen, notify them that the Delta radiation levels are higher on the surface than expected. Make sure they're inoculated before coming down.
Understood. Bergen out.
I'll be sure to send down a medical team as soon as possible, Doctor.
Thank you, Admiral.
Good. Now let's get going. We've got 240,000 square feet to cover.
Mr. Cho, this way. The Torix offices are in this wing.
Yes, Admiral. I'm not detecting any life forms down there. Perhaps he was somewhere else in the building.
Well, maybe he was in the Institute itself. This way, Lieutenant.
Admiral, forgive me, but it's quite possible he didn't survive. We've already searched this building twice, and there's just no...
No, he's alive. I know it. He's somewhere in this building, and we're going to find him. Is that clear, Mr. Cho?
Yes, Admiral. Sorry.
It's all right. I'm just worried. If this was the Imperium's doing, the Irex colony could be next.
Hello?
Admiral, did you hear that?
Yes. It came from over there.
I'm detecting one life form. Very faint. This direction.
Come on.
That doesn't sound like an old man, Admiral.
Another survivor. Let's get this off of her.
Hello? I can't see. Hello?
Her eyes. She must have been blinded by the explosions.
Show to Dr. Jennison. We found another survivor in the main hall. She has massive internal injuries. You better get over here, Doctor.
I'm on my way to your location. Don't try to move her. I'll be there in a minute. Jennison out.
Who are you? Where's the rest of my family?
I'm not sure, but it's okay. I'll make sure nothing happens to you. What's your name?
Marin. My mother is Torek's district advisor.
Torek Duran. Do you know where he is?
I don't know. He was here. I was with him in my class. He was giving a lecture on the effects of the Great Civil War. Then the alarm sounded. And he told us to get out of the building. Then there were these explosions, and I couldn't see anything. And something hit my side. I fell down. Am I blind? I can't see anything.
No. Your eyes are just hurt. Don't worry. A doctor's on the way. You'll be fine. What's happened here?
I'm not really sure. Torek Duran said something about someone named Jassad. That's all I know.
Milan Jassad, the leader of the Imperium. Somehow I knew this day would come.
What are you talking about? The Imperium? Why would they...
We're losing her, Admiral.
Hold on. You'll be fine very soon, you'll see. Don't try to talk anymore. Save your strength. Mr. Cho, where is that doctor of yours?
I don't know. Cho to doctor, where are you? We're losing her.
I'm almost there, just another 80 meters.
Hurry, Doctor. Her life signs are... No.
I'm sorry, Edna. She's gone.
We've still got to find Torek Duran. At least we know he's somewhere around here. We'll just have to keep looking.
Doctor, I'm sorry. You're too late.
Damn, not another one. Why were all these children here in the first place? Who could possibly be this barbaric? I can't imagine what... Wait, Admiral, didn't you say Torek Duran wore an insignia with a circle and a gold crescent?
Yes. Why?
Because I think we found him.
What? Oh, Torek Duran. Is he alive, Doctor?
Yes, he's alive. But he has massive amounts of internal injuries. We've got to get him to the triage center immediately. Mr. Cho, can we use the shuttle's transporter to get us there?
I don't know, Doctor. There's still a fair amount of delta radiation in this area. Transporters may not be safe on the surface, but if it's the only way...
It is, Mr. Cho. If I don't operate now, he'll die.
It's your choice, Doctor.
Dr. Jennison, to the triage center. Two, to beam directly to Blue Station.
Initiating transport, sir.
Admiral, don't worry about Mr. Duran. Dr. Jennison is one of the best physicians in Starfleet. He'll be fine. We should get going now. There... What the...
Mr. Cho?
I'm detecting weapons fire on the eastern side of the complex. Ensign Wallace's team is over there. Cho to Ensign Wallace. Cho to Captain Loretti. Admiral?
Admiral Marlund to the Valmet. Respond.
Admiral, we are being attacked by hostiles. There are landing parties arriving on the planet. You've got to get out of...
Mr. Ward, respond.
Joe to the Pioneer, can you hear me?
Mr. Joe, we're under attack by 5 unknown vessels. They've just entered orbit. We've detected multiple ships landing on the surface. You've got to...
We should try to get to the Starfleet Triage Center. It's our only hope now.
Agreed. We should... Look out, Admiral! Go to Triage Center. We need an emergency beam. Ah!
Sir, what's going on? Sir? Oh, my.
Mr. Cho, are you all right?
I'm okay. It just skimmed my arm. We should try
to... Don't move. You're coming with us. Pilot Desaad, we have the Talaxian Admiral in custody, as well as an unknown individual.
Good, Commander. Very good. Take all the prisoners to my transport immediately. I have a few questions to ask them. Yes, very good work, Commander.
Mr. Stock, over here, another survivor. Captain Loretti to the triage center. We've located another survivor. Lock onto the biosign near our position and initiate transport. Captain Loretti to the triage center. Respond. Commander?
Commander Satak to the triage center. Commander Satak to Ensign Cho.
Nothing, Captain.
Captain Loretti to any surface personnel member. Please respond.
It appears communications have been neutralized in this location, Captain. We should proceed back to the triage center. We may be in danger here.
Agreed. Let's get
going. Don't move. Drop your weapons. Who are you?
I am Captain Jennifer Loretti of the Federation Starship
Yes, Federation. Come with me. You won't be harmed. Pilot Desaad, we have another hostage. She claims to be a captain from the Federation.
Excellent work, Commander. Bring her to the ship, unharmed.
There is another. Unknown species. What should I do with him?
We have enough hostages to question. Kill him immediately. Bring this Federation captain to the ship as quickly as possible. The Admiral and her friend are already on board. We are preparing for departure.
Understood, sir. You will come with me, Captain Loretti. And as for you...
Get down, Captain.
What? Who are you?
Right in the nick of time.
Mr. Satak, if you'll take this.
What is it?
Emergency transport beacons. Our communicators can't cut through the jamming signal, but we can still manage transporters. Initiate transport, computer.
I'm guessing this is the triage center, then.
Yes, Captain. We use one of the shuttle's transporters to get you back here.
What is the state of your security team?
When we lost contact with everyone else, we decided to head back here. Then we were ambushed by Imperium ground personnel. Crewman Monet was wounded, but we managed to get back here safely. I was about to send some of them out to locate Admiral Marlen's team. Sensors are still a bit temperamental around here, so searching on foot with short-range tricorders is the best solution we've come up with so far.
Well, don't bother. Admiral Marlen and Ensign Cho have been taken by, well, I suppose they're from the Imperium, but I can't be sure. Are any of Marlen's aides at the triage center?
3 of them are, Captain. Should I inform them about Admiral Marlen?
No, I'll do it. Have you been able to make contact with the Pioneer, or any of Admiral Marlen's ships?
Yes, Captain. Unfortunately, we've confirmed at least 2 of the Talaxian ships have been destroyed. Last we could make out, the Pioneer, Abenaki, and Admiral Marlen's ship were trying to fight off 4 Imperium vessels that entered orbit. We haven't heard from them since. With all the radiation in the upper atmosphere, we can't get a sensor scan outside a range of 200,000 kilometers from the planet. We're trying to cut through the interference, but it could take time.
Perfect. Well, looks like we're stuck here for a while. Well, it looks like the medical team took advantage of our supplies. Seems they brought down the whole medical stores, and half our shuttles.
They brought both of our new Type 2 runabouts, 4 Class 9 shuttles, and they, borrowed your captain's yacht, sir.
Not bad. We should be able to last here for as long as we need to. Hopefully Admiral Carter got back to the Alpha Quadrant safely. Maybe he'll learn of our situation and get some ships out here.
Let's hope so.
Any chance we could use one of the runabouts to try and get some help, or notify the Talaxian authorities on Eryx?
That would be inadvisable, sir. It would be too dangerous.
I agree, sir. These new runabouts may be fast and well-armed, but they'd be no match for a full-fledged battleship, no matter what race it comes from. I think our best bet is to try and hold out here until the Pioneer comes back.
Very well. Now...
Excuse me, Captain. I'd better get back to the perimeter.
Wait, I'm coming with you. Mr. Satak, grab a phaser rifle. We're going to need all the help we can get.
You have been listening to Star Trek Pioneers, Episode 6, The Forgotten War, Part 1. Featuring the voice talents of Laura Post, Carl Puder, Lee Andre, Kevin Cho, Chris Snyder, Eric Busby, Mark Brzee, Victoria Sampson, June Mage, and Miriam Snyder. Post-production was supervised and conducted by Chris Snyder. This episode was written and edited by Kevin Cho. Special thanks to Mark Brzee, Chris Snyder, and Eric L. Busby for all their help in the development of this episode. This has been a Darker Projects production.